Life is not always easy. In fact, some of you today, you're here and you're going through the toughest season of your life. There will be seasons where we will suffer. There will be seasons of real pain. And the question is, how will you respond in those moments?
What if all of us took that attitude after we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up? For somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
Come on, you need to remember, this is not the first time you cried. This is not the first time you were hurt. This is not the first time you didn't have enough money. This is not the first diagnosis that came up from behind.
When you want to quit and give up, your why is going to give you that edge you need, that advantage you need, that lift that you need to get to the next level. Your why.
You better go inside. You still looking outside for the stuff that's already inside. You still looking for someone to save you when you already your superhero. You looking for some information from somebody when you already got what you need in your head. It's just time for you to get up and be the best version of you.
I don't care how good you are, I don't care how talented you are, I don't care how much you work on yourself, there are some times when things aren't going to go right. There are times when anything that can happen will happen.
The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. See, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. And people know that you know what life is, that you have embraced life. You knew it was hard, but you did it hard.
I need you to evaluate yourself and ask yourself the question, how are you wired? When you have a trial or a tribulation, how are you wired? When you hear the word no, does it break you? I'm wired differently. I get excited about no. I love no. I love it. It turns me on. No, Eric, I'll be back. I'll be back. I'll be stronger when I come back. There's going to be some scars. The scars going to come. You might as well get blessed by the scars. They're going to come. There's going to be scars. There's going to be defects. There's going to be problems. You running from the blessing. There's going to be scars. There's going to be some hiccups. We're going to take some L's. We're going to get hurt. We're going to cry. We all go through it.
You think you're the only one? Some of you, though, you let your pain pump you. You let your pain make you quit.
Everybody has a turn back moment. Everybody has a crossroad. You can either decide to continue or to quit, to go forward or to go back.
Don't shun the no. Every no, you take the no and you recycle it. You hold on to it. You embrace every no and you let each no make you callous to no. You get so strong that when you hear no, it turns you on. You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Oh, you have absolutely nothing to do with what happened to you. It's not your fault. You got knocked on the ground. You had absolutely nothing to do with that. And I'm not blaming you for that. But if I come back a week later, you're still on the ground. That's your fault. If I come back a year later, you're still on the ground. That's your fault. If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated.
And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care if you say we outnumber. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat. We don't run. We gonna stand, we gonna live, and we gonna die by what we stand for, and everybody gonna know what we represent and what we're a part of.
I got staying power. I got staying power.
When you feel like giving up, don't. When you're thinking about giving up, don't. When it look like you ain't gonna make it, keep going. When they tell you you can't, come on, man, who are they? When they tell you you're not gonna make it, don't believe them, man. don't believe them. You got to be relentless.
I need you to look at that sickness that's going on in your life right now, whatever it is. I want you to say, I can beat it. I will beat it. I must. I got a family to live for. I ain't through yet. My life ain't over yet. There's some things in life you don't need no degree for. You don't need no money for it. You don't need no support for it. There's something in life you just gonna get through when you tell yourself, I'm gonna get through this.
If you would be willing to fight your way through this battle, fight your way through cancer, fight your way through that academic struggle, fight your way through divorce, fight your way through it. If you are willing to fight your way through that singing career, fight your way through boxing, fight your way through football, I'm telling you, at the end of the fight, it's going to come victory.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Stay in it. Stay focused.
Quitting guarantees the failure. Once you quit, it rules out any chance of succeeding. The mere waking up every day, putting the next foot in front of the next foot, at least keeps you in the game.
Life happens. The unexpected, the uncalled for, the unintentional. We've been damaged emotionally, damaged spiritually.
It may be your business. It may be your heart that is broken today. It is staying with the breaking that produces the blessing. It is not what you go through that determines where you end up. It's who you listen to. Because I think right now, you are walking through a valley between two voices. One is wisdom, one is word. One is gratitude, one is grumbling. One is blame, one is faith.
You can break physically, you can break mentally, you can break your heart, you can break your spirit, and all of those are gonna leave a mark. But the mark that they leave can be the mark of victory, or it can be the mark of defeat.
I don't care if you've been beaten to the floor, if your legs are too tired to lift that weight, break through that barrier and create new ones for you and for others to show up. Get back up and live life.
I'm unstoppable. This will not get me down. You've got to make those kind of declarations to yourself.
I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
I invested too much to quit. I made too many sacrifices to give up. I paid too much. Listen to me, I cannot stop what happens to me, but I can dictate how I respond. So when life happens, I don't just sit there and cry. I buck back. I will greet this day with love in my heart, and I will overcome evil.
Be encouraged today that no matter what you walk through, no matter how broken your marriage is, no matter how many times you fail,
there is within you a spirit that is greater than whatever is going on around you.
We have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them. See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. No, no. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim.
The difference is not the genetic code, the potential. It's a guy that's willing to get knocked down, finally tested on fortune, stand back up, the perseverance to see it through, the never say die attitude.
We know the battle ahead. We know the journey ahead is going to get tough. We know we're going to face obstacles. We know it's going to be some discomfort. We know they're going to try to break us. We know they're coming for us. We know that's going to happen already. So let's make up in our minds before the battle that we're going to be victorious.